As also Peter Vary mentioned, this work is a joint work in the initial training network Marie Curie under the project of digital signal processing in audiology, or shortly AUDIS project. And I had the opportunity to work with some research fellows in this project, and this is the results of our framework. I would like to introduce the topic and evaluation of noise power spectral density estimation algorithms in adverse acoustic environments. Well, the outline of my presentation is first to give the motivation of the work, and I introduce you an overview of the algorithms that we considered in the framework, then the evaluation measures that we used, and the end of my presentation would be experimental results and conclusion. Well, we know that noise power spectral density estimation, or noise power estimation, is a crucial part of speech enhancement in the frequency domain, and recently many new algorithms have been introduced in this area, but unfortunately there is no comprehensive and new framework for evaluating the performance of noise power estimators. Therefore, the aims of the framework that we looked for was to present the performance of some well-known and recent noise power estimators, and we furthermore added a new measure to derive a more comprehensive evaluation of the performance. We considered eight algorithms in our framework: the minimum statistics noise power estimator proposed by Rainer Martin 2001, which is one of the state-of-the-art algorithms. The second algorithm was minima control recursive averaging, or MCRA, which is also the state-of-the-art algorithms in this area, Cohen 2002. Three algorithms belonging to MCRA category, the improved version of this algorithm, IMCRA, and EMCRA, which is the enhanced minimal control recursive averaging, and MCRA MAP. We considered subspace noise tracking approach, or SNT, proposed by Hendricks 2008. Two algorithms based on minimum mean square error estimation, which are available in two different approaches, MMSEU and MMSE Hendricks 2010. Well, for evaluation, two issues were taken into account, and the first issue is that we want the evaluation be independent of a speech enhancement system. The reason is that we want to separate the effects of any speech enhancement system on the performance of noise power estimator. We just focus on the estimation error of noise tracking. The second issue is that we need to have a suitable reference noise for our evaluation, and we have three reasons for our consideration. First, during speech activities, the instantaneous noise power is not available, and most noise power estimation approaches, noise reduction approaches require a smooth version of noise estimate. And the last one, not the least one, we want to reduce the impact of random fluctuations in the original noise periodogram. Therefore, we consider the reference noise, not the original. The reference noise, which is smooth, not the instantaneous version. So, the first evaluation measure that we consider is mean estimation error, which is the most common used estimation evaluation measure, and is defined as the average log difference between the reference noise power and estimated one. If you consider the log ratio of the noise powers that I have shown here, the reference noise power by delta d power 2 and s delta hat, you see that we average the ratio, the log ratio over all frequency bins and frame indices, where capital K is the number of frequency bins and capital I is the number of frame indices. This is the normal evaluation measure. And the proposed one is the estimation error variance, which is proposed in this framework. And in fact, if you imagine the ratio between reference noise power and estimated noise power over all frequency bins and frame indices as a matrix, we divide this metric to some subunits, and we estimate the variance of each subunit. Then the computed values are averaged over the number of subunits, where n, capital N, is the number of subunits in row of the matrix, and m is the number of subunits in columns. The variance operator is the operator which computes the variance of each subunit in the nth row and m's column. That in the next slide, here I show, for example, the deriving the subunit where the number of frequency bins of this subunit is k sub, and the number of frames indices I sub. So for this subunit, we compute the variance, which is established equation to estimate the variance. And here, for example, mu I n is the mean of the expected values for subunit in the nth row. In our experiments, we considered the number of frame indices for the subunit equal to 15, and the number of frequency bins 10. Here, I present you the experimental settings of the algorithm. As I mentioned before, eight methods were implemented. The sampling frequency of all signals is 8 kilohertz. The window length, as well as the DFT length, is 256 samples or 32 milliseconds. We considered two sources of clean speech signal taken from TIMID database, one male speech and one female speech, each one with a duration of 2 minutes by concatenating the short segments of, for example, six speakers, different speakers. And for simulating the adverse environments, acoustic environments, we considered seven different types of noise taken from a Sound Ideas database, the simplest and the easiest one is the void Gaussian noise to estimate. The non-stationary void Gaussian noise that we considered varying step noise and sinusoidally modulated void Gaussian noise, babel noise, car noise, and traffic one, traffic two noise, where the traffic two noise mainly contains horn sounds. And the difference between traffic two and traffic one is that the traffic two noise is more structured and harmonic. The range of input SNRs is from minus 5 dB to 20 dB with a subsize of 5 dB. As I talked before, the reference noise that was important for our evaluation, finally we decided to consider the recursive temporal smoothing of noise pair diagrams with the smoothing factor of 0.9. Here I show the pair diagram or the noise power, which is averaged over frequency bins and is plotted over frame indices. Here you see the noise power of white Gaussian noise, varying step white Gaussian noise until the traffic to noise. And you see the non-stationarity of the noises, and also a stationary of some others. Sorry. Yeah. Here is the results of our evaluation in terms of log estimation, mean estimation error, and estimation error variance for white Gaussian noise. That is depicted for 8 algorithms, subspace noise tracking, MMSC Hendrix, minimum statistics until the MMSCU. And is depicted for 6 level of signal to noise ratio with different colors. And you see that for low signal to noise ratio, most of the algorithms perform more or less the same, but by increasing the signal to noise ratio, some of algorithms are seems to be more susceptible. And here I show the results for non-stationary white Gaussian noise, sinusoidally modulated one. And you see some of the algorithms are not robust in tracking the noise power, but the others, like subspace noise tracking, MMSC Hendrix, and MMSCU, or IMCRA, in the low level of signal to noise ratio, seems to be robust and fast in tracking of the noise power. But in terms of the estimation error variance, also you see that the same result is derived in the ranking of algorithms, more or less. This is the result for bubble noise that we present here. And here is the result for traffic to noise. And we selected actually this noise for the subspace noise tracking algorithm. Where in this algorithm, one of the assumptions is that the noise shouldn't be a structure or harmonic, because the harmonic signals can be disrupted with a low rank model and can be confused with a speech signal in the signal subspace. But of course, there are some modifications in this algorithms that introduced in the paper, but for the algorithms without modulation, you see the amount of the mean estimation error, which is worse than the MMSC. So here is the, actually I showed here some of the results of our evaluation for limited time. And one of the important points that we can derive from the evaluation is that estimation error variance, it can give us additional insights for the evaluation of the performance. Because by using estimation error variance, we can measure the amount of fluctuations in the noise power, in the noise estimated noise power. For example, when two methods perform very close to each other in terms of mean estimation error, by having the estimation error variance, we can get the better and more comprehensive performance. And I demonstrate my claim by showing an example. For example, consider a female speech signal degraded by sinusoidally modulated noise, white Gaussian noise, at 20 dB signal to noise ratio. In this figure, the yellow curve is the clean speech power. The green curve is the estimated noise derived by IMCRA algorithm. And the red curve is the estimated noise by IMCRA MAP algorithm. And the reference noise is the black one. You see the different behavior of algorithms in tracking of noise power. For example, MCRA MAP algorithm, denoted by red curve, has the underestimation of noise power, but not fast reaction to tracking of noise. While the IMCRA algorithm gives some overestimation of noise power with some fluctuations, and these fluctuations are actually from following or tracking the speech components. So it's important for us to predict that if the error is related to underestimation or overestimation or the fluctuations. Here, by using estimation and mean estimation error, you see that the you see that the estimated value, the mean estimation error, is the same, very close. Oh. And but and also the performance of IMCR algorithm is somehow better than better than IMCR MAP. But in terms of the estimation error variance, you see that the IMCR MAP algorithm gives a less variance, and this shows the preferability of the IMCR MAP because this method gives less fluctuations, or it's more smooth in the tracking of noise power. Here, I end up my presentation with giving some conclusions of the framework. First conclusion is that some noise power estimators are susceptible and sensitive to the increasement of the signal-to-noise ratio. And for some of them, we see the robustness in the signal-to-noise ratio, but for others, no. And the second conclusion is that by having estimation error variance, we can get better insight towards comparing the noise power estimators. And in fact, these fluctuations may be provide some musical noise at the end of the speech enhancement for the enhanced speech. So it's important to predict the amount of fluctuations. And the third conclusion is that for non-stationary noise types, few algorithms can give us the fast tracking of noise power. And according to our experiments, we found that the MMSD Henrix algorithm is the most robust one, and it can guarantee that the enhanced speech at the end of a speech enhancement will give us more improvement in signal-to-noise ratio, but I don't claim that this noise power estimator will give us better intelligibility. It should be tested in another work. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much. So at the end, we actually know which rules we should use, which solutions. But there might be one question. What's about complexity? Could you comment on that?
Yeah. If we consider the algorithms which track better in terms of mean estimation error, the MMSD Henrix is low complexity. I mean, in comparison to subspace noise tracking method, it performs better and faster.
Okay, thank you. The same question. Further questions? John?
So this is just, since you're focused on tracking noise, I wanted to ask this question. You're in the Babel noise, it looked as though the power wasn't changing as much in one of your plots there. It looked a little bit more constant than I thought it might be. Are you actually using Babel or using large crowd noise?
It's large crowd noise.
Large crowd. So yeah. So Babel, we normally think of, you can actually hear individual speakers or individual words.
No, it wasn't distinguishable.
It's more broadband, or yeah. More pinkish, maybe is the right way.
Okay. And in this figure, for example, it's not.
That's the one I'm looking at, yeah, because you only have a couple of spots where it kind of pops up.
Yeah.
Okay, no further questions. Thank you once more.
Thank you.